Wes in Florida. You've got the money pit. What can we do for you?
Hi, folks. Sorry to bug you, but I'm looking to buy
That's our job.
some stockade fence for my backyard here in Florida. And I want something that's safe, that gives a lot of privacy for my kids, for my wife if she wants to go out back, stuff like that. What should I look for? What should I be concerned about? What should I look for to keep from getting, you know, the mineral stains on there? Any ideas?
Well, you know, when it comes to fencing, your first choice is whether you want, if you want to go wood or PVC. If you want to go wood, then you have a variety of qualities from spruce up to cedar. If you're going to put a wood fence in, you've got to stain it before you put it in if you want it
to
last.
And you want to account for some space so that the wood is not sitting directly on the floor except for the support posts.
Which
you
is
want to
where
make sure
the
that
bugs can get it.
Exactly. You want to get it away from that moisture. What do you need, like 6 inches?
Yeah, well,
maybe,
maybe four, you know, inches
four,
underneath
okay,
that.
Okay, because six is kind of hot.
Yeah. But if you want to spend a little bit more money, the PVC fencing is awesome too. You know, the white plastic fencing, more expensive than wood, but pretty much lasts indefinitely. So those are your options.
That's what I'd like to get is the PVC. You see sometimes when they get the orange mineral stains, and I'd like to try to avoid that.
Well, that's not orange mineral. That's rust from your sprinkler system and hard water that gets on that. And that's going to happen whatever you have. If you're getting those kinds of stains on your sidewalk and patio, you're going to see it on the fence. And you're just going to have to clean it unless you put a filtration system on your sprinkler water. That's normally what's causing that.
Yeah, I've seen it on other people's fences. I haven't had that problem myself, so
yep.
Then I should be safe then. Good.
Yeah, and if you aim those sprinklers so they don't hit the fence, better yet.
Good point. Thank you both very much. Appreciate it.
All right, Wes, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.